Friday nights, always about our beloved legends.
All right, talking about the legend who's here. My guest tonight, a product of Acadia Shepherds, becoming South Africa's youngest international in 1993, aged just 19 years old. Also considered South Africa's most expensive player at the time when he was in the books of the English outfit Bolton Wanderers. The Cape Town-born star did a sterling work for clubs, both at home as well as overseas, helping Orlando Pirates, if you throw your mind back, when they captured the 1994 NSL title, as well as the 1995 Africa Champions League. Oh, man. After that, his stakes grew higher and higher. Moved to Italy to join Lazio. Made over 100 appearances for both Bolton Wanderers and Charlton Athletic. I think you would have to have the vocal cords of a Melbourne Moor to be able to say feesh. But we do that all our lives. As youngsters, he achieved a century of games for the Buccaneers, capping, 62 times as well, Bafana Bafana, helping us as well to capture the title in 1996. Bafana Bafana beating Tunisia by 2-0 at the FNB Stadium. Also crowned South Africa's youngest international at Jomo Cosmos. Represented SA schools in 1990. You know what, I can go on and on about this man. And was soon blazing the professional trail after signing for Jomo Midas Cosmos 2 years later. And also his move to the club was pretty much natural, having attended school and grown up with Paul Matthews, the son of Ezengosi coach Roy Matthews. Mark Fish needs zero introduction, except for the fact that that's not even a fraction of his successes in his glowing and glittering career. Welcome to the show, Mark Fish.
Thank you, Robert. Yeah. Robert, thank you. I heard your comment earlier that you found me. Let me just do apologize. I think I actually am quite a reliable person. I think you do know that.
100%.
So I think it's the age, definitely the age, and hearing too many soccer balls. I had it in my head Friday evening. But anyway, I do apologize to your staff, you, everyone that's working here, and to the listeners, it was an honest mistake. And maybe it's just I'm learning to acclimatize to KZN, Durban, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, man, we'll do it tomorrow. Okay.
It's too chilled.
So I do apologize.
Now, I did say to the listener yesterday when it became quite clear that it wasn't going to happen, I said, you know, Mark is a very reliable person. I've known him for many years. Mm. So, and I even said, and it's on record, I said, I really do hope that you are okay. Oh. Because you never know.
No, you never.
Yeah, you never 100%. Know. So those were my words. And the beauty about radio is that we can go back to the time code when I said that. So good to see you.
Thank you,
without
sir.
A scratch.
Thank
nothing.
You, Mr. Marawa.
Clean, fresh.
Yes.
What brings you to KZN?
So, long story. I'll probably say a big reason was that my beginning of lockdown, and then during lockdown, she said, she said she's going to come spend lockdown in KZN. And then during lockdown, she went, no, she's moving to KZN. And I've got two young kids with her. So I was commuting a lot in lockdown to see them. And then I just took the choice, Pretoria, Durban, so it was an easy choice. And I would say that's the main reason why I did. Just a different scenery.
Okay. Mm. That confused me for 2 seconds. But you're saying your ex-wife.
Mm.
Okay.
I mean, I've got many ex-wives, eh?
No,
we can say it. It's not a problem. I give my heart to everything, and they don't always accept it as they should, Rob. So I've got two ex-wives, and I've got four kids. But I've got a current wife now.
Oh, I see.
Third time lucky. Let's hope, Rob.
No, three times. Thanks, man. Three times a lady.
Some folks put themselves out there. Some folks are sensible. Some folks are sensible and don't do it. There we go, bang.
Okay. Now I'm following because you confused me there for 2 seconds. But how are you finding this part of the world? You know, some of us were born, bred, and butted in KZN. So I love it here because this is my winter.
Yeah.
I arrived yesterday, King Shaka International, dressed like an Eskimo.
Yeah.
But right now I can wear short sleeves, shorts. That's the winter right here in Durban.
No, it is. I'm fortunate in the sense that I have quite good friends that I grew up in Pretoria that's been living here for 27 odd years. So if I've got a circle of friends I'm certainly there. But Durban is different. But like you said, it's a wake up in the morning, which flip flops I'm going to wear today, which short pants I'm going to wear. You know, it's completely different weather. When they say it's cold, then in Gauteng, it's cold. But yeah, down there,
it's a different.
And it helps just to be able to clear your head, to walk the promenade as a fish, jump into the ocean, swim a bit, clear your head, and then we go and we take the day on.
But this fish has been swimming all his life.
I have tried to. Sometimes I've drowned. Sometimes I've had to swim backwards. I haven't drowned, obviously, but
it's called
drowning.
A backflip.
Drowning.
That's a backflip.
Then I come up and then throw a life jacket and I'd start floating again, and there we go again. So yeah, it's been an interesting life.
No, you've had a colorful one. I think I'm shocked Netflix hasn't approached you. No, but I'm serious.
I know someone, when I sit in, I actually saw Stability Unit the other day.
Hey, Kevin Lane.
And we were talking, we ended up talking about the Mooty again. We're talking about Mooty. But he was explaining to my wife how it actually worked, because he went to a Sangoma, he had a swollen ankle, you know, and they cut it up, and then the next minute, and so it went down, and he was explaining how it actually worked.
How Mooty works.
And how it worked for him, that's what they did, that procedure.
Yeah.
No, not the Mooty, I mean, you know how many times we had to bath and all those things we had to do. And then we just started talking, and I've got 98, you know, pick six players. And I think the six players was me, Lucas, Rabutla, John Moeti, Benny, and I think it could have been Quinton Fortune. We had to wear that thing around our waist for the whole tournament.
The green?
No, it was a colorful waistband around our waist. I don't know.
And what did they say it did?
I don't know. We lost in the final. So I said, Jomo, can I take it off now? You can take it off. So, just different experiences. But, it's nice to, you know, you spoke to me last week. And I think sometimes well done to you, Robert, because I think you are one of the individuals that actually, you know, give us the platform for us to remember and experience, tell our experiences.
Sure.
And, you know, I think your listeners generally appreciate having us on the show, because, you know, you travel into, as you spoke to me last week, you travel into Africa, and you, I think there, you feel sometimes you get more appreciated there than you actually in your own country. And you think, I know most of the countries who go in Africa, they only play football. Yeah, we've got different sports as well. But, you know, appreciate the players that have done something for the game.
Yeah.
Appreciate them while they're alive. And, you know, you talk about you know, me going to Cosmos. You know, I was bought, and I immediately think about it, and it's, you know, one of my closest friends, and sad that he's gone on. He's the late Chipper, Philemon Msinga. You know, they bought me to replace him. That was never going to happen. You know.
He had just come from Klerksdorp City.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then he had left to Sundown. So that was never going to happen. But sure. Anyway, good memories.
Errol, you're going to pick up on those memories there. As I say, Mark Fisher's here. We've still got tons of your questions that came through our WhatsApp voice notes from yesterday. So don't feel disheartened thinking that we have deleted them. No, we don't delete anything that hasn't, you know, we keep it alive. So, after the break, we continue, because there's an element and a segment of Mark being in KZN, because I know that he once spoke to me about a project about kids development in Limpopo. Is he transferring that he was doing there to KZN?
Wazobona Media, in association with Vuma FM, presents Any Given Sunday. Join us on Sunday, the 3rd of July, at the Beverly Hills Hotel in Umhlanga, as we wrap up the Durban July weekend in style. Come and enjoy a Sunday lunch cookout experience as Greg, the musical maestro, and Calvin Momo take us on a musical journey, rocking alongside Godzilla, Oskido, Durban's finest DJ Sox, Bobster, DJ Answer, Lecomotion, Daviola, and more. The social media with a great ambiance, glitz and glam will be hosted by Kanyimbao and Nomalanga the Flame. Book your table now with Nomfundo Small on 084-834-5999 or email admin@wozowana.com. More than a musical affair, it's an outing experience. Proudly powered by Vuma FM.
Adult Radio, for the young at heart.
Ngabe ufisa ukudayisa umuzi wakho, ugrantisa ngawo, noma ukuthenga umuzi, abakwa-Asake bangochwepheshe kwezokudayiswa nokuthengwa kwemizi. Bagunyaziwe futhi basemthethweni, bangakusiza. Bashayele ucingo noma ubathumelele umyalezo kule nombolo 063-429-4746. Kumbe ungaziyela mathupha kwa-Asake bakusuite 703 Salisbury Center, Durban. For any property-related matters, Asake. is the best.
Marawa Sports Worldwide.
All right, in conversation with Lucas Kadeb, the defeat, which was pretty overwhelming, says what about what people feel they want and what software structures believe they want?
It's what actually happening, you know, inside SAFA. I think it could be managed even better.
Is Lucas ready to be a president of the South African Football Association? What would your answer be?
I'd really raise my hand to say, yes, I am. Obviously, you know, you can't be perfect, but you've got people that you work with.
It seems that if you are not penetrating the LFAs, then it looks like it would not be an easy road for any independent to come in.
It's unfortunate, Rob, that, you know, it seems like, you know, the politics are creeping into football and the structures are really manipulated. For me, it's fair. You need to rope in the players.
Marawa Sports Worldwide, Monday to Friday weekdays.
Marawa Sports Worldwide on Vuma FM.
Marawa Sports Worldwide.
At Baroque FC, it looks like they've decided against retaining the services of a couple of the experienced first team trio at the club. They're trying to trim their squad following the relegation of the team to the Atlanta Africa Championship. Elvis Chipper says it, if I counted correctly, only 7 appearances the entire season. Is that you weren't featuring as often, Elvis, as we know you have in the past?
Yeah, you know, a lot of things, you know, came into my mind. Like, you know, I wasn't even getting much game time.
I just got a tweet now from 1010 Didiza, who says, please tell him that the goalkeeper jersey at Swallows can fit him well. Hey, that laughter tells me that there's a bird or a birdie that is circling over your head.
Nah, that time will tell. Don't worry, big man. Time will tell. You know me, I'm always honest with you, you know. Time will tell.
Marawa Sports Worldwide, Monday to Friday weekdays. Friday nights, always about our beloved legends.
A very, very, very good evening, Mr. Robert Marawa and Mr. Mark Anthony Fish. Today, still in Mpumalanga, live from Rise FM 94.8. Yeah, hey, Chase and Lily, yo, hey, Moses, hey, Ark, hi, yeah, no. Mark Fish, thanks, my brother. Every time I can listen to you any time of the day, because I know you're shooting from the shoulder, straight from the shoulder. No, nothing fear, nothing fearful, every truth. And I really thank you for the person you are. You've done good, you've been honored in Africa. Whilst here in South of Africa, you are not honored, but know that those who follow Mr. Robert Marawa will always remember you, my brother. We appreciate you, and thanks for the good work you are doing. Robert, one thing, as you heard yesterday when I talked about Lucas, I'll also speak about Mark Fish. You know, Mark Fish and Mutale Magents Mutale. Hey, let Mark Fish tell you about the Fort Cortina, the story of a Fort Cortina when Mark Fish went to play in Italy. I think that guy is a person you can call a black brother. He's white, but he's a black brother. Everything he had, I think Magents Mutale will attest to this. Thanks for what you have done. Really appreciative. Continue doing good. Mr. Marawa, I think the other person you can get for us, Mercedes-Benz Butelezi, Linda Butelezi, if possible, one of these good days, if maybe I missed, but I don't remember hearing the Mercedes-Benz of Bafana Bafana, Linda Butelezi. If it's possible, maybe you can get him, because we know they don't disappoint. when you call them. Thank you from Rise FM today, Nazo.
Nazo, thank you so much indeed. Coming through from Rise FM, remember that we are countrywide, continental, as well as worldwide. Be a part of the conversation. Send us your WhatsApp voice notes. This is a Friday today where we get to relax with some of our football legends, as you heard from Nazo. I don't know, what was the story about the Ford Cortina?
Sure, I'm trying to think.
Ever owned one?
No, I think Eddie...
Ever stolen one?
Ever stolen one. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Eddie had. I don't know. But Eddie brought me some stuff, and I'm like... he brought me CDs once at Pirates. But yeah, it was like rock heavy music, like Metallica, this and that. I'm like, Eddie, where did you get this from? No, it's for you, my brother. I'm thinking, who stole this from where? But no, Ford Cortina, Eddie had a Colt. Eddie had a Colt. So, and we used to be, it was the five of us in the car. Me, Opa Mabuza, Eddie, yeah, Aubrey Lekwane. There was another one. But yeah, he was stuck in that Colt going through to Megawatt Park to train and come back. And
did he have a driver's license?
No, I don't know. Eddie's the mayor of Pretoria, the unknown mayor of Pretoria. And he will tell you, especially of Mamelodi, Eddie, my gents. I think I went there just before lockdown or during lockdown, and he was doing some event. And then I see this big limo outside his house. I'm like, Eddie, a Harley. I said, Eddie, can you ride a motorbike? No, it's just there for show. And then the limo, he says, no, the limo, he says it's on special days, he takes his family for lunch. I'm like, whatever, Eddie. He doesn't use it for rent or anything. But anyway, so yeah.
It's, no, but tell me about the friendship, though, because that is the one thing that sticks out. I think Nazo was trying in a way to describe it, but it was more like a brotherhood. Yeah. And you guys were genuinely together. I mean, I remember there were times... I hadn't even started in this industry, probably just still a student, and you guys were the football superstars, and there was a place in Rosebank called the Shebeen, and you guys would go there maybe after a game or after Bafana Bafana have won a match of some sort. Was it just like an organic, hey, you know, similarities, you get along, you like joking a lot, because he certainly does.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, I think 100% that. Obviously, I think the link of being, he had been at Cosmos before me, and then yes, obviously got to Pirates together and from Pretoria. So, yeah, it was a natural way to go forward as a friendship. But, you know, I just also, you know, sometimes have to thank the guys, because I remember when I turned 21, I invited my Pirates team to my 21st birthday after a match, and needless to say, Eddie invited the whole of Tembisa. Now, I'm being serious. I think about 20 taxis rocked up. They all wanted to come celebrate. Remember, it's on my cost, eh? It's on my cost. So I said, Eddie, no, thanks, buddy. Eddie, but man, it could have been Eddie and Jerry. A bit of a mixture, but, you know, you talk about friendship again. I touched on it earlier, you know, I remember Italy.
Yeah.
I mean, Minful became close, you know, he was at Salernitana, you know, there, and then, you know, he would come to Rome, come visit me, and then we'd go out, me, him, and Paul Bolton, you know, Lucas would come to my place in Bolton. So we formed close friendships with, I think, if I look at the team, obviously, very close with, you know, Phil, I think, was definitely my closest friend. We always also, you know, we stood up for, if these things are wrong, we stand up, we tell, you know, we weren't shy to say things.
Right.
And then Lucas was very close with. But, you know, the whole team, I think generally when we used to get together, we all got on. And that's, I think, made playing for South Africa especially, made it so easy.
Because there's so many things that happened in your colorful career, and I don't want to forget, we've just mentioned Cosmos quite a few times. Because it's 8:30 and I'm lazy to read this. Please tell me what is the top of the table here. This is South Africa 1987. Which team is...
Jomo Cosmos.
Yeah. Top of the table. Jomo Cosmos, second Kaizer Chiefs, third Mamelodi Sundowns, fourth Acadia, fifth AmaZulu, sixth Hellenic, seventh Bushbucks, Durban Bushbucks. Then it was Bloemfontein Celtic, 9th was Wits University, 10th was Morocco Swallows, 11th was Orlando Pirates, 12th was Rangers, 13th was Kwakwa Stars, 14th was Witbank Aces, 15th was Leeds United, and then relegated. Remember, this was an 18-team league, so three were relegated automatically. What relegated was Durban City. African Wanderers, Giant Blackpool.
Three teams.
Gone. That's where
so
the line was.
Three teams got relegated.
Yeah. Oh. Cheers. Which is what it should be.
And it's 18 teams, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
The way football should
very,
be.
Very surprised that that's very surprising. Just straight relegated. Not that you have the chance to play, you come second bottom, and you still have a chance to stay in league. Listen, yeah, you're the two worst teams this season, you get chucked out. You don't have another chance to stay. It's not fair for the teams that are playing in the NFT. It's not fair on them.
Yes.
We know what the struggle is. But you know,
but when
again,
do we, when
but
do
again
we,
Rob, you don't. You look, you look how, you know, some of these owners of football clubs, my gosh, I mean, I don't know many of them, thankfully, but I mean, how they treat the coaches. I mean, Dan Malisela.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what, you know, and then you bring in someone that's unknown, whatever. Dan did a good job, and Dan looks like he's a very good coach.
Yeah,
he looks like he gets on well with the players. Tactically and technically, he looks very good. So, again, you know, and now Pirates, I thought, when Benny had left AmaZulu, and I saw the fans saying, have Benny, Monip and Dan Clay together. That would, for me, phenomenal. They're all Pirates players. They know the culture of the club. They know, and they're young, youthful, and we can get rid of the, you know, there's some people there that need to move on there from Pirates. Yeah. Like, and respect, I think, for Chiefs, what they're doing, they're giving Arthur a chance.
Yes.
He's a Chiefs player, Chiefs legend. He's been in the coaching system. He knows what Chiefs is about. Dylan Shepherd's there with him. They're giving young guys a chance, and it's good to see. I think that's nice. So it'll be interesting to see how they go this season, Chiefs.
But you know the Pirates coach that's coming? Ever heard of him? Or?
No, he's Spanish and he coached in Finland.
Yeah.
No.
Jose.
No, but suppose you... Just have a Spanish passport, it works for you. It's not right. I mean, you got... Not saying, and then you got coaches, and I think, and I speak of respect for Gavin Hunt. You know, he's someone that's been phenomenal as a coach, very successful. And I think Gavin, what I can see is that he's taken a breather from the game. And I think Gavin himself is now re-educating himself as a coach. There's things he needs to change, his ways, this and that, whatever.
Yeah.
And I think that is key. So you've got capable coaches out there, South African coaches out there, that can coach in our league. And so why not use them and give them the opportunity?
It's probably the biggest field. I mean, I've mentioned this before. You've got Ernest Middendorp out of a job. You've got Pietso Mosimane out. Gavin Hunt out. You mentioned Dan's Malisela out.
Did you say Ernest Middendorp?
Yeah.
He's not South African.
No, but...
But I know what you're saying. Yeah, but I'm saying, just talk to South African
coaches.
Your coaches, yeah.
Yeah, but top tier coaches. But I understand from a South African perspective is that do they get the kind of respect when they go and coach? I mean, if I had to sit and have an open conversation with Roger Dassault and say, tell me about your experiences at Orlando Pirates, what kind of experience do you think he'll be able to tell me as what we deem a South African coach versus a Joseph Zinbauer?
Yeah.
Or one of the most successful at Pirates was a Rudy Kroll. And Rudy gave Orlando Pirates all that he could. But did he stay?
No.
He left.
Unfortunately, he didn't. So,
double trebles, but he was gone.
Good. Again, so do we respect the coaches? Do we give them enough credit for what they do? Or are we in competition with coaches when they become too successful or are liked by the fans? Again, you know, for me, a club must build their team around the coach. If you're a club owner, you bring in the coach. And we can use, and unfortunately, let's use Man City and Liverpool. Bring in those two, arguably two of the five top best coaches in the world, okay? For me, Guardiola, I love the way they play. So you bring Guardiola in, and this, I'm not talking about the money now, but he brings in players that how he wants to play, what system he wants to play, and then you support it, and then you create success. Yeah. That's how it is.
But the players can keep shipping out, and I agree with you because people say, but why is he letting go of Raheem Sterling? Why is he letting go of Jesus, for example? Well, he can. Well, sometimes he can actually play without an out-and-out striker.
100%.
And he can still score goals from a team that doesn't even have a striker sitting on the bench.
Exactly, and fans.
So it's the systems.
And it's football because at the end of the day, fans are passionate. So do you remember when Sterling left Liverpool? Everyone was in up in arms. How can you go from Liverpool to Man City? Yeah. Look what he's achieved in Man City. Look, he's part of their success story, definitely. So now, but it's time for him to move on because his age is getting older.
Yeah.
And Guardiola's got players coming in that take that place. So it's a natural system where you just keep moving on, moving forward, and growing your team and your players around you.
Yeah.
And that's key in football in South Africa, is that you pick a coach and give him the chance. Unfortunately, is it because it's so competitive to be in the PSL? So competitive, so demanding, that a coach hasn't got the opportunity. You know, they just buying players and trying to survive. Is it difficult to survive? I mean, if you think about it, you take, each team gets 2.5 million, isn't it, Grant?
Yeah, every
month. A month. Mm-hmm. Now, instead of paying players, okay, you obviously get clubs that have sponsors and this and that, but start players off, if you're a young player coming in the team, start him on a decent salary, but don't play them exuberant amounts of money. And your top player, you're obviously going to have a bracket of players. You get your probably 7-8 players that you can pay big fees. 2.5 million, you should be able to be running your team. But now, how many teams are able to run their teams? Because players' demands, the eagerness to pay a player, because you want him to stay, pay him 150,000. You don't do that. It's not worth.
Why is that even a secret? You will probably know more than most. Where you can go on the internet and I can know what Mark Fish was earning at Lazio or Bolton or Charlton.
No.
It's not a state secret. Why do you think in South Africa we are part of the international football under FIFA, under CAF, and those things are not a secret? Why is it a secret here?
Rob, you know what? You are the media. I would think that you would know more than me. I do not know why that's a secret. Again, how can you just buy a franchise? We know all those things. You can't.
Yeah.
It's only done in South Africa. So it's strange. It's, you know, unfortunately, I don't think, again, we talk about, and say it, you know, when you have a coach, and I was talking about Dan, you know, have a coach, he works hard, he does what he has to do, and you can't, as a club owner, reward him. And do it. And our mate Dylan Kerr, you know, what had happened to him before? It's an honest guy. He's a crazy oak. But he wears his heart on his sleeve. He does his job. And you hear the stories how club owners treat him and how they treat the players. And what the game is, it's got so much money in it.
Yeah.
Too much money. The club owners don't know what to do with it, or they don't know how to run their clubs. Players take advantage of it, but no, I don't blame players, because at the end of the day, if you come to me and you're a club owner and I'm earning 50,000, but you come to me and you go, okay, I'll give you 120,000. Of course I'm going to take the 120,000.
Yeah.
I'm not. So, but club owners, you know, but again, focus on the coaching of teams, and when coaches are successful and they do well. And sorry, it feels like I'm focusing on Dan because he's at the top of my head at the moment, but he is someone. He is someone that's done well wherever he's gone.
He's left the Nedbank Cup. Again, with the so-called less fancy team, he's gone on to win it.
Yeah.
And then, right now, the past season, he's gone to the final with Marumo Gallants, pushed Sundowns, pushed them, but played attractive football, and still, here we are, he is gone. So don't go anywhere, because we'll play more of your voice notes and the life and the times of Mark Fish. Stuff.
On Legends Night, Friday nights, always about our beloved legends. Marawa Sports Worldwide.
All the way from Germany. Mario, thank you so much for your time. A unique African story. A man from Senegal about Sadio Mane. Is he the kind of player that is able to fit into a system? Is he somebody that you already visualizing here, Mario, as playing an impact role?
Yeah, we have to be looking at the different life playing cycles and playing style in Germany. His advantage is that he played for RB Salzburg before, which has a very, very similar kind of playing style as well. For me, the biggest surprise would be, where will Bayer play him? Yeah, will he play as a 10 or will he play as a central forward?
Maybe get the best out, or a different best out, of Sadio Mane.
Sadio Mane, a technically so gifted player, a versatile player, coming to the Bundesliga.
Marawa Sports Worldwide, Monday to Friday weekdays.
Good evening, Rob, and the team, the studio, Uvuslo, Wakadlozi. Good evening to you and to the Big Fish. Siyazi ke ukuthi Big Fish kuba ubaba lo sculela gospel. Kodwa ke lesi yazi lebo we fish yethu yase groundini. And you know what, just you know, this is the class of 1996. If we would say it's a class of 76, leyabo Hector Peterson, le ke kwakuyi class ka 1996 le yabo Lucas Radebe le yabuya nendondo for iLokanjana AFCON cup. So sithi nje a good one to the big one, Mark Fish. Just a quick one, get probably what I could ask Mark Fish, how was it to play for the Cosmos when he used to play with Cosmos? Did they used to use some muti there? And again, his foundation, the Mark Fish Foundation, trying to support or rather build a society through esports. How is it going? How was the COVID, or how did the COVID affect him? If it did, then is it back on his feet to make sure Uguti, that foundation is back on its feet? Yeah, man, it's Vusilo Wagadlozi, La Air Force Loras, Johannesburg East, sitting here. Big one to the big one. Big one to the big fish. Thank you, Rob. Danko, danko.
Good evening, Mr. Rob, and good evening to Umar Klape Studio. Thanks very much for bringing in him. Mr. Marawa, before in soccer, I only knew that the only strong guys on the field of play were the black guys, but little did I know that there is a guy who was called Mark Fish. I remember one game when we were playing DRC, where he was bleeding in his head. You could see that the guy is a soldier. He was willing to die for the national team on the field of play. I wish him all the best, Prarop. What I want to know is that, does he see himself being on the bench in one of the big teams, or he's not planning to be coaching?
Oh, siyabonga madluphuthu, siyabingelela futhi lapho ngaphansi kwebloho kodwa namhlanje ula kwela banana. Siyabonga baba, and phinde sibonge nemdinkulu oyiphethe lapho ngey'khathi zethu-ke thina-ke besisayijabulela-ke ukuya enkundleni. Ngumtawuke kodwa kahle sikhale sokuthi sithi fish lapho phela mina ngiphethe iy'nkunzi ngala kumina o-A square one o-Dr Khumalo. Siyazi nelibanjwa ngala ibhakabhaka, iyakhala ibhakabhaka ithi fish, ibanjwa ngala ikheza. So wemfethu, awungibuzela kuleyo ndoda leyo ukuthi kwakunjani udlala noma-Jenks. Mengibhonisi lo mfethu ufike lapha kwi-Paris bese bebekhona o-Edward Motsane, ma-Jenks ne-Stability, ubaba lo igqonqa leliyana okuthiwa i-Stability. Baba, ngicela ungibuzele baba, kwakunjani udlala nabo isosha le kumlahle nasekhongo belimaza lapha egameni? Wa-relegend baba, ubonge madlupho, xolane lo nice show.
Friday nights always about our beloved legends.
Lenny, thank you so much indeed. Talking about the bruising in the DRC, talking about playing with the Stability Unit, talking about the friendship with Edward Majens Mudale, but most importantly, saying how much respect they have for you, or he has for you, although he was on the opposition side with the likes of Dr. Khumalo, who were there, but they had respect and love for you, regardless of what team they supported.
Yeah, I think so. I think growing up, you know, again, I don't want to ever talk disrespectful to players, but sure, you know, us growing up, South Africa, playing for Bafana was more important than playing for Orlando Pirates,
right?
Or playing for Chiefs, or playing for Sonda. It's your national team.
Yeah.
Now players get paid so well, this and that. You know, sometimes I think they put on their national team shirt, and I'm not saying they do. I'm saying it looks like at times that they put it on and it's just another shirt.
And it dips, it dips their form as
100%.
Well.
100%. And they don't realize that they're representing a whole country. They're not playing for a club that's got one or 2 million.
How do we turn that around? Because I think for me, that's an important point. You guys seem to want that jersey so much that you would do anything. And from a world football perspective, that was also a shop window for you, so that you could say, hey, I'm Mark Fish. I would like to go to Italy.
Yeah.
Okay, hi. Okay, who are you? I would also like to go to Turkey, as so many of the players were going to Turkey at the time. What do you think? People are just too comfortable here.
I think the comfort thing is definitely a factor. But again, you know, we keep saying we have talent. Yes, I do know. We do have talent in South Africa. We do see players going abroad. And you brought up the national team coach, what he said. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have players playing in the top five league consistently, in the top five leagues in Europe. And we used to.
Yeah.
So it is a challenge that. But for me, how to change it? I think it's development. When you say development, we need to get that hunger back into kids at a young age and teach them the right things at the right age. I think that, you know, I think one of the guys asked, would I ever sit on a bench for a big team?
Yeah.
You know, I had an experience actually in Durban, 2009. I came down here and I was coaching with Paul Matthews. We were doing Tanda Zulu Royals at the time. They'd just been relegated. Mm. And I found myself, you know, afterwards I hear the stories what the players were up to, but I found myself as a coach teaching a player that had been playing in the PSL, he was 28, 29, teaching him how to head a soccer ball. You know, he wasn't heading a soccer ball as it should. So my issue is that what the kids are learning at a certain age, they're getting taught the wrong things. And unfortunately, if you get taught the wrong things, you're going to take it on with you wherever you go.
So you're going to think it's right.
Yeah, you're going to think it's right. No one's teaching you the right thing. So I think that is our challenge, where the, you know, having the better coaches, you know, I know better coaches want to coach big teams. And obviously going for the money, but we need the better coaches to actually go into development and be there, so we getting the you know, learning the right things at the right age.
But is
age.
That part of your mission here? I mean, I spoke just before the ad break early on about what you were doing in Limpopo, a great project. Maybe you'll describe it briefly as well. And are you keen, and are you pretty much doing the same and just taking it here now where you are, which you call home?
Yeah. So yes, I remember speaking to you about it. So that was specific for farm workers. It was a, I don't want to say feel good thing, but we developed it, and over the, because COVID's happened, we wanted to now do it for the rural schools and the communities. And why I say that is just because, you know, for me, a lot of times in the urban areas, kids do get things. You know, kids always, people moan they don't get opportunities, but there are opportunities. When you go really into, you know, certain areas, you'll see they don't get opportunities. So, yes, it is at the moment, the focus is under 15 development, and it is certainly in the KZN, because we've done, we still continue in Limpopo, but we want to come down now to this province and the... lighten up for football. I mean, the province is on fire at the moment. Football, they've got, is it four teams in the PSL? Five?
It is
four. Let's count, five teams now.
Yeah, Richards Bay have come on board. They were just announcing players and technical team the other time. Royal AM, hey?
Yeah.
Talks of Cabo Zondo.
It's a surprise? I saw your mate Thomas Malumbo say something, and I said nope. He said this is no one expected it.
I don't know. Someone asked me. I was driving coming here, and I was like, hey, okay, listen, I haven't spoken to Cabo in a long time, so I can't confirm anything. Yeah. I never put anything out without thorough investigation of source.
I'm a Zulu.
Yeah, I'm a Zulu. Have been doing great. Well, obviously, it's a big one.
It's a big one.
For coach who now starts a season.
Yeah.
From scratch, preseason, see how far he goes. Golden Arrows, good for them to confirm that the coach
holding
is the
on
end.
To that.
Yeah, hold on to the two. I thought they had a great end to the season. Maritzburg United starting a new
journey. Have they appointed a new coach yet?
John Maduka.
Okay. Oh, okay, yeah. I did see that.
Yeah,
all right.
John moved from Royal AM.
Oh, okay. I did see that.
So, it's
five teams, eh? When's the last time you were? Probably there, 1987, it was five teams from Durban. They were probably in the PSL.
Yeah,
but sure.
Strong,
But it's good. So the football's...
And they relegated two of them, because African Wanderers as well as Durban City were being relegated this season. But tell me, though, from... I say this because there's a very strong possibility... after the court case that failed, or the DC that failed, or the wrong information that was given to Jomo, was he then thought, oh, here's a team that has played a defaulter, so if we take this to the DC, there are chances that there'll be dock points. Chucked out the other day. So I'm probably going to be chatting to Jomo early in the week. What is your feeling when you see a team kind of cascade that way? We've seen it with Santos. Where do you find Santos now? Gone. For whatever reason, Ajax kind of, you know, not hanging on much. I can go on and on. But all I'm saying is that Jomo Cosmos, league winners, I've just showed you. Jomo Cosmos, Bob Save, Super Bowl, whatever it was, they were there.
I know exactly the question. And it's, you know, and Jemina, I think I'd be able to tell exactly what I'm going to tell you now. I'll be able to tell him straight to his face. I think so, whether you like it or not. But for me, it's, you know, I left Cosmos in 93 when we got relegated. Jomo, thank him. Cosmos really, you know, was fortunate to obviously end up playing for the national team. And it was where my career started, you know, after Arcadia Shepherds, which was amateur. And, Jomo, you know, he did a lot for me. Him and Roy Matthews and Cosmos, they did a lot for me. I moved on to Pirates. But And I then I eventually came back here in 2006, and I went to Joma. I said, Joma, let me train with your team. I mean, I retired because of injury. So let me train with your team, and let me help, you know, with your defenders. Let me coach them. And then I trained with them, and at one stage he had me even, I think one game he even had me sitting on the bench for the team. But, and then I think about 4 years ago, I went to sat with Joma and also started, you know, this concept. I was speaking to him about it. And you look how the training sessions run, and you see, and then you just think to yourself, Joma, you unfortunately have not evolved in football. You did the same training session you were doing in 2006 is what you did in 93 when I left. And then when I went to see him 4 or 5 years ago, however long, you know, sit and watch it, and it's the same thing. So, you know, unfortunately, you know, much respect, Joma, you know, many people think he was the best player to ever play for South Africa or play, best player to play in South Africa. But, you know, you can't live on that. You can't, you know, yes, you are Joma Sono and you are a fantastic footballer and you've done so much, and he has done a lot for South African football in the sense of the players that came through Cosmos that went on to play for the national team. But you as a person, you he had the perfect opportunity. He had, now, you know, I see now Hellman, you know, is coaching the Kosovo team, he's with the national team, but he had so many of his players that respected him, you know, what he did for us at Cosmos, that you could have brought into his club. And he could have used them at the academy, move them up, and he could just sit back and admire what he's achieved. But, you know, Joma wants to be in control of everything, and unfortunately, it's been his downfall. So it's disappointing to see that they, you know, they've obviously been relegated. But it's not a surprise, and it's not something. I think I heard Dan saying, you know, things happen quickly in football. No, this has been going like this for a while. It's just been going down, and unfortunately. You know, you don't want to see that happen with a team of with someone like Joma Sono and Joma Cosmos. Is he going to come back? Will he be able to ever come back? It's a different scenario. But yeah, it is disappointing, and it's you know, it's sad that it's happened, but it's not a surprise.
Why do you think that he has remained as firmly believing that he could do it all as the one man?
I don't know. He's got his son. He could have promoted his son as a coach. He's had many people, you know, at the club. He's got individual club. But Joma, I do believe, I think Joma likes to be in control. He likes people to... Joma's a funny guy. You know Joma. Joma's a character. He's going to tell you a joke. So he wants to tell jokes to people that will listen to the jokes and laugh at it. He doesn't really want someone to stand up and say, listen, this is not funny, you know. So Joma wants... Yeah, it's... you know, it's... I just think that, unfortunately, it's been its own downfall.
But do you think he'll ever be able to come back?
That's a difficult one. I mean, has Santos and any of those teams ever come back?
No.
So it's a very difficult one. Is he passionate still about the game? Or does he maybe have a change of heart and think, okay, now it's time to bring in and do it in a different way? You never know. But you know yourself how difficult it is to come back from there if you want to come back to where you feel you belong, which is obviously in the PSL, where you would want to see them.
Incredible. I mean, I'm just looking for... okay, I think someone wants to show you some love. We're about to wrap here.
And good evening to Umak. Hey, Prarop, thanks very much for bringing in a legend, Umak Fish. Hey, Prarop, I think national team in that generation of the 90s. By the way, you could think that he was the guy who was raised by Umfudumezo, Edlo Putixini, Evuangis Kwakane, Edlanestambo, Prarop, Edlumpopolo. Yo, what a strong white man, Prarop. Hey, I. Ubunga Piguti in Sizwa is Vugelangoma Conflicts. Aye, white a legend, Rob. What a legend. I wish him all the best in future. Thank you, Prarop.
Okay. I can
recognize the voice already.
No. I'm you know, because we've run out of time. Okay. And he sends it like when the show's about to end. For Bafana Bafana.
Mark Happy, Sigdani, Fish. Yeah, he's got it right. We need a proper structure. We need a good or a fair and square selection criteria, where players will be selected on merit, not by favor. And then, yeah, obviously, a good coach, understand, and then we'll have Bafana Bafana. We need to battle Inyanga foot. We still owe Inyanga lay Newcastle because he said it with if I got to Lipalazak, Angege Stolini.
I'll play the rest of that on Monday.
Liar.
But Jez must know, you must send these things earlier, man. The show is over. Mark Fish, always a pleasure, man. I could talk football for you for hours and hours, but stay blessed in Durban. It's a beautiful city. It will look after you. Look after yourself.
I will. Thank you very much, Rob. Thank you for the opportunity. And just hopefully I'll see you tomorrow at the horse races.
Yeah,
and just as long as you're not taking part in the 13th race, Rob. I've heard about it.
Are you ready for that?
No, but yeah. Thanks very much again, Rob. And I appreciate it.
All right. Catch you again on Monday. Thanks, Rise FM. Thanks, Vuma FM. Thanks, Soweto Live. Thanks to my guests, man. Catch you on Monday.